know, anchored up in the blueberry. This is the Cordova area. Blowing and we couldn't go. I think we were deer hunting. We look out the porthole, about 30 feet away, you could see a sea otter diving down. And he had a little crab right here. Mm-hmm. And that crab beat him on me. He had a seen it, right?
He took care of that.
Yeah. Actually, they'll take it apart like this.
Yeah.
You know, they'll take a crab apart.
Uh-huh.
But he just, that little crab went, he really got down on me. What was it? There was something. Oh, yeah. This is the part that I asked permission, you know, from the priest to write a, you know, write about the way that they celebrated Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
See, you could imagine what it would be like interpreting Russian to Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Aleut vocabulary is limited.
Sure.
And someplace in the Bible, says, you are my shepherd, you are my sheep, and I'm your shepherd.
Uh-huh.
But out of that verse, after it all translated out, that sheep were holy.
Uh-huh.
See, and we don't have sheep.
Uh-huh.
So the next handiest thing is the mountain goat.
Uh-huh.
See, that is sacred.
Uh-huh.
And then another place it says that the dove descended from heaven, you know, my son I'm proud of, or somebody's getting baptized. And we don't have no dove. And it's a little ptarmigan. They're sacred. We wouldn't shoot them. And I don't know where this, now see there's a little Aleut belief with see the translation part of the goat got to be sacred.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot them in the face. I don't know what they put that meant.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you can't put the goat in seawater.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most I guess most coastal people believe that you can't hunt sea animal and land animal at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And there have to be a certain amount of purification or something between the two
ones? And I guess sometimes, earlier times, they weren't even supposed to cook sea animal or land animal in the same pot. They didn't believe that. For the reason you might offend the spirit of the sea animal. So you never hunted in the same time. But I guess an opportunity struck you did. And I've gone back to the Christmas part celebration. They celebrate the Orthodox Christmas for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the star, you know, that's Slavic, I guess, or whatever you call it. I don't think. But in the interpretation, the star was, this is the interpretation I got. The star was represented the Christ child. And first day of the first day of Christmas, there was one person had a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
See, now this is supposed to be a Christian service.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go from house to house caroling.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had that mask.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be one of the Herod soldiers,
mm-hmm,
trying to destroy the Christ child.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was the interpretation. On the second day they had two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really never did try, but they,
mm-hmm,
act like they wanted to,
mm-hmm,
to destroy it. On the third day there were three of them. I don't know where that comes from. See, there's a little bit of native culture and the Orthodox mix that don't. He doesn't hear it. I did that one day, and he thought he made a game out of it. He was so dead, I drew him there, he'd come along back on. No, I don't. He knows I wouldn't hurt him. He made a game out of it. But on the third day, there were three of them. Then after the third day, they masqueraded.
Mm-hmm.
They called it masquerading, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a sheet over their head or whatever,
mm-hmm,
go in each house and dance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the men would put on masks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was supposed to be, someplace in the scripture it says where Herod had his soldiers looking for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they went from house to house and danced.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a little native mixture.
Mm-hmm.
After you masqueraded, you had to go purify yourself in seawater before you could go back into the church.
Huh.
See, you see what I asked permission to write to.
Uh-huh.
And I don't recall if I knew anything about the Orthodox holidays. I think it's on the 18th of January.
Mm-hmm.
I did some, I don't know what book it's in, but it might mentioned some place where he was baptized or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have a date of, in the Orthodox, certain days they read certain books of John or Mark, Luke, or whatever. But this holiday comes on the 18th of January, and I don't know where this would come in. On that day, little devils walk around.
Hmm.
See?
And do they wear masks too?
No. That's the masking is over.
Uh-huh. So do they dress up as devils or they just say they're devils?
No, they're just little devils come walking around.
Uh-huh.
And they had a church service at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it represented. And there was we had a kind of a dam back of the village.
Mm-hmm.
It was where everybody carried their water from there.
Mm-hmm.
They would build a brow cover, a little hostage room, a cover made out of branches.
Mm-hmm.
And at midnight, they had a service. Now, I don't know what ritual or where it come from, but what they call a brass cross, crucifix, they take that and they dip it into water and make holy water. And that midnight, that is when the little devils had went back to sleep. And we'd be walking along the beach, and you'd find a crooked little piece of wood or something, you know. Maybe because the belief was that that's what they turn into when they walk into the water. Those little sticks were there all the time, but just because of that belief, you noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's one. See that crooked little stick, you know?
Huh.
That's one that he jumped into the water.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's not, that's the part I wanted to write.
That's where the traditional and the church, the Orthodox gets mixed up.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the interpretation come around, but St. Nicholas, I don't know where he puts in that scripture, but he was the god of the sea in the Orthodox.
Really?
And, you know,
they made him into Santa Claus.
And in our, in what I was,
uh-huh.
And he was St. Nicholas. These were little icons with St. Nicholas on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, could be anybody. I couldn't tell you. They'd wear them around their neck when they went to sea for his protection.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think I got the drill down. Had a sewing kit they called galoshes. Same principle as a sewing kit.
Mm-hmm.
It rolled up and tied.
Mm-hmm.
And each Spadarchy owner had one,
mm-hmm.
or each individual had one.
Mm-hmm.
And in there they had needles and sinew to tie the Spadarchy with. Maybe matches in a container. And I see some guys used to take a little holy water in there, you know, little pot of holy water. And they have some kind of, they call it the podicky, you know, those little oil deals they burn.
Mm-hmm.
They burn them in church.
Mm-hmm.
So they take some of that and put it in a container. Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess there's one holiday that they make bread and take it to church. I remember there's special way they were supposed to make bake that bread. They weren't supposed to burn it, you know. They were just little round loaf, and they cut it up.
Well, was that the one with raisins in it and stuff?
No, that's gulich.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different one.
Uh-huh.
That some of them would have some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys would have little hummingbirds. Some guys would have a lock of their mother's hair. Now see, you see where their belief is.
So their mother would come help them if they were.
I don't know. It was a good.
Yeah.
Luck. I don't know why these hummingbirds come in, but he was a good luck charm.
Huh.
And see now. That would be kind of stupid I was supposed to be a Christian, and I brought a bottle of holy water, and plus I brought my little hummingbird. You know, you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So that, you know, that is what I, and then I don't know what the lot of Mother Sarah was written, but maybe because part of the life. See, I've seen this stuff. See, in these camps, out at hunting camps, you couldn't carry no stove with you. Mm-hmm. You had to build a kind of A-frame shape or something, you know, and you right in the end, wherever you think to wind would blow the most from, like if it blew southeast, you'd have it on this end.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an opening there with a kind of a cover, you know, mm-hmm. four poles and an opening on it, and you had your fire there.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen Jack, they used to make us mittens, you know, we didn't have no gloves.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him take a little puppy and put it in there and throw it through that opening. And, you know, I asked him, you know, not being smart, you know, I asked him, I wanted to know why that would do that. Well, he said that the old people, you know, that's what they call our ancestors, old people, this is the old people. It don't mean my grandparents, it means our ancestors. That would be our ancestors, or cavemen. They pray to that, so that, see, they're still not Christian, they're still believing in that. And I see this was good psychology and good training, you know, like the rookeries.
Mm-hmm.
If you went there hunting and you shot a seal or a sea lion on it, you took what you can, you know, and the remains of what was left, you gave it to a present, to the sea, you threw it into the ocean to please the spirit of the sea. Plus, it kept that rookery clean, you know, and you believed in that, you did that. I probably did that. I don't, you know, it's a way of life. And that was some of the things I brought in. I think I got it mentioned in my book that I was right. In fact, in this book there's a picture of that slide, that rocks used to roll out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a sign that somebody was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them going over there. I didn't understand the Orthodox rituals, but they went over there and held service and sprinkled holy water on. We're supposed to stop it, but I don't know whether it was, I don't know, coincidence or what, you know. but they believe that if the rock fell off, there's someone who was coming out. But I couldn't see the issue on that because I wasn't there now. You know, things like that, see. And they found a skull. Oh, I wish I know what I know now. An old skull in that village, way on the erosion part.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody could ever remember a cemetery being there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an old,
very old
skull.
Uh-huh.
They took that skull and they had a little funeral. That I didn't make, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere in the scripture it mentions that they said the little babies that die at birth, they went directly to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That was the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was, I don't know where that translation comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, I don't know, ritual or some old lady lore mixed up or something, that if people got lost at sea,
mm-hmm.
they went to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If you died in a fire, you went to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. Now, I don't know where that meaning comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of native lore that is mixed up,
mm-hmm.
plus it being translated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from,
mm-hmm. To make it understandable, they had to incorporate some of the beliefs that were there.
I think so. And I don't know where this would come from now. Like where they stayed bad too long, somebody would go find a hollow tree and build a fire. I wish I could have got someone to explain to me what that belief meant so the weather would get better, you know.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
How would it? I mean,
I don't know, but I'd say it's worth trying.
And another one was, if a person could visualize and try to think of what it meant, what the Bedarki skin is made out of, seal skin,
mm-hmm.
they'd get a strip of that,
mm-hmm.
and now this is, it's in our day and age to believe in something like that. Get some goat hair,
mm-hmm.
and tie that together,
mm-hmm.
and throw it into the water. Now, if you know what an Irish word is,
mm-hmm.
if he ate it, the weather was going to get good. Now, people done that.
Mm-hmm.
They believe it. I've seen it done,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to visualize what interpretation that.
Well,
I wish
it.
I could have asked him.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. See, we weren't allowed to ridicule him or whatever.
Uh-huh.
We weren't supposed to contradict him,
uh-huh.
right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wonder what the interpretation was for them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sure, you know.
Uh-huh.
What did see, now that, and now this, see, this has got to do with trying to improve the weather. Mm-hmm. You know that incense they burn at church,
mm-hmm.
that guys,
mm-hmm.
they even had some of that in there, you know, showing kids were good like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get a little data when if it's been storming for a couple of weeks, which is very common, you know, they'd cut out and make a little dugout and burn some of that in it and let it go to sea to try to calm the weather down because it, some place in the scripture it says where Jesus calmed the sea down, you know, says, where's your belief, by God, something to that. But see, that comes from there. Now, see that incense is burning
mm-hmm.
in church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, see, in Aleut, in my dialect, a rayuk, that could be heaven or church. See, that incense is burned at church, and Jesus calmed the water down, so it's sort of a ritual, see, that incense burns at church, Jesus calmed the water down, so why don't we build a little boat and burn that incense.
Make it go to heaven.
Make sure to calm the water down.
Uh-huh.
See, the translation, you know, maybe it makes it sound better, but I don't know.
Well, who knows, maybe there was an older ritual behind it.
Huh?
That
could be. But why would they burn that stuff from church? You know, see, that's the things I wish I could have got it to explain.
Uh-huh.
You know, it, that's concerning belief.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about with the little people? Did anybody ever relate that to the church, or is that something they kept apart?
They believed in it.
Uh-huh.
Nantina.
Mm-hmm.
Nantina is what it's called. I guess mm-hmm. I got some of that written down.
Uh-huh.
It was, I was told that there little people, they never harmed you.
Mm-hmm.
They would help you,
mm-hmm.
or they would play jokes on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the belief
mm-hmm.
of our way, which I was told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you know what grudges are,
mm-hmm.
and you also know what type. And you know what the shirt was. The gremlins was bombing. And you know, tide pool, my biggest issue, it was bombing. And it washed the whole bunch of the shirt. And grandma to this day believes that those little people got it. You know.
Mm-hmm. They called them in?
The little people caught the fish for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would want to spoil her beautiful belief.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, Grandma, I died. Oh, you don't believe it.
Okay.
You know, that would kind of spoil it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
it's such a beautiful belief.
I was interested about that comment you said. Was it an old fellow who said about the oil spill, if there was an oil spill, it would hurt the little people?
Pardon?
You said there was someone who thought that within 15 years there'd be some kind of oil spill in Prince William Sound. Was that just an elder, or? Was that a native elder that said that?
No, that was a biologist.
That was a biologist. And he thought, but he knew about the little people.
I don't know. He predicted that, you know, uh-huh. He didn't, you know, there would be some kind of a mishap. Mm-hmm. We're back in those little people again.
I guess I get so curious about them because I spent some time when I was in school before and, outside of school too, I'm interested in Ireland and I spent some time over there. And of course they have their little people too.
But you could see the way they behaved, like, if you happen to be lucky in certain hunting, especially, the little people helped us.
Okay.
You know, it's, you can't go against people you believe to. And there is a story. You know, it's handed down. And I think I got the names written down there. The names of what family it was. That name, that they come to the camp, the way Grandma told me, or the way she heard it, that there was smoke coming out of there, and nobody been there. There was smoke, a fire building, and a little person in there. And he had a hole or something. And they tried to take away from him, but they couldn't, you know. Story somebody made up, or they believed in it, or was some joke who said, well, let's make it interesting. I don't know, you know. It's their belief. Then I don't know how accurate it is, but the owner's dog howled for no reason at all. It meant he was going to die, or someone in that family. I don't know how accurate it is, but I sure feel for it now how many poor dogs were disposed of, you know, for a howl. He could have had a bone in his stomach or something, you know. Believed in that. Well, dogs howl because their ears hurt sometimes, you know. Like somebody's dog howled this summer, you know, and that fall, look at the family died. Yeah, the dog howled. Poor dog gets put away for nothing. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the little devils.
Mm-hmm.
See, they actually believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could see why would a Christian person believe that the little devils would be in church. They said at midnight, if you went there to the church, you could hear them. And that also included the banya at midnight. You could hear them. But I wasn't brave enough. See, I inherited that belief. I wouldn't go listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to that idea. You see where fear dominated?
Yeah. So that keeps it going?
You know, there's just you could hear that gear that we now that took my maybe I have more of a now, but there's a lot of they believed that Isaac had written down every animal, trees, and fish had a spirit that dominated all the birds. Animals had a spirit. Sea animals. Fish had spirit. You know, it could. You believe they believed that. Even mountains had spirit. The sea had the God. What spirit had. You know, they believed that. And even, I think it's written down in this. One spirit. In the woods was a lady. That's the only one I remember. A lady spirit. What the lady was.
The rest are men.
Yeah. You could, now, see, this is, see, the, what would you call it? See, modesty. Was just so far, you know, in the older people, they didn't bother them as much as it does now. Like the spirit, I'm talking about the lady spirit, the female spirit. She was the spirit of the tree. You smell yellow cedar, that's supposed to be her urine. Now you can just see the crackling of the pale. You know, that's a belief.
I'm trying to think about this oil spill question, and what do you think? The old people would have said about the oil, what would the oil do to the spirits? Would the oil have a spirit that would be stronger than the other spirit or something? Or is that a stupid question?
Now, it would be like if we're out of communication of the outside world, if something like that happened, we offended something.
So to bring on such a disaster would be that you had to do something to offend.
Yeah, it would be something that we offended, and now if I was trying to translate it, see, we offended the spirit of the land, dumped that into the ocean, so that we, you know, could you see the translation?
Yeah. So that spirit that came in the oil down from the north slope was pissed off.
The land spirit. The land spirit is what displeased with some action we did, so he dumped it in the sea. We paid the consequences by the animals. hard to transfer.
Yeah.
The belief is right from wrong, but not Christianity. But it could be the same thing too, because they have spirits for every animal, creature, and like there's a saying, I mean, now what would you call it? It wouldn't be, like if I didn't pay respects to someone that died, someone, it would be kind, how would you say? He would say to me, how come you didn't go to the funeral? You're not a rock. The rocks don't die, so they're not a rock. How come it's set down? I even got Ali's joke. You read it, it's Ali's senator. Now this is Ali's senator. Guy was courting this girl, and they made a date for, I think, certain smokehouse or whatever, to meet each other. And her folks had dug clams that earlier in the evening, and there was a bucket of clams there. And the man came in looking for his name, and he said, Nama, where is your Nama? And you know how to climb when you when you have more water than uh-huh. and you go shh, you make a sound. Uh-huh. She thought he was going psh, you know. And Nama, he was feeling around. Anyway, it's both reality jokes. He reached in one of the clams and the clam bit him. That's one job. I guess they did have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think it might be written down, like, they had children's stories. Mm-hmm. You know, older people keep the younger ones amused by making stories. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this one goes, the mouse and the bear were playing hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
The mouse went and looked for the bear and he found him. And it was the bear's turn to look for the mouse, and the mouse hid under a leaf, and the bear stepped on him. You could see the sense of humor of the poor little kid with beautiful eyes. It's a kind of a sad story.
But that's just the way it is.
The bear stepped on him. You know, that's it's kind of funny.
I wanted to ask you one more thing after what you said about the spirits being offended with that, you know, what this sort of hypothetical situation of what the spirits would say. Do you think, either from the spirit's point of view or from what you think yourself, do you think there's any good that'll come of that oil spill?
Do I think there's any good on my native side or the education?
Anything.
I see. Looking at it, I would, I mean, at our day and age, that there'll be more research done on recovering that for localities. Now, what would that like that big Russian skimmer be doing if the oil spill was up at Woman's Bay? You know, they'll have to get something like a landing barge, like the Second World War landing barge, that you can run in there. It's inexpensive, but they could skim it real, you know. Even I'm not a scientist, but I bet you they would just take a few baffling bars to to make a separator to get most of the water out.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have something. The Japs are probably making one already.
So you think there'll be a lot of research, good research that comes out of it? Is that what you mean?
Like what? The recovery or the game or the land? I think they wanted to leave one beach at it where we study it at it. But they rejected that idea. You know, to see what, how, and let the